Chapter 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Then he said to me, "These words are faithful and true." And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servants the things which must shortly take place. "Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book." Now I, John, saw and heard.
Glory to God forever. That was a portion of Revelation 22. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. We invite you here. We know that you are here. I ask that you reveal yourself to those listening fully, as only you can do. Wonderful Jesus, thank you for dying for us, for interceding for us, and infinitely more. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you are God. Amen. Amen. We welcome you here. The glory of God is the Lord Himself, the only true God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He's one God. When someone knows Jesus Christ, they know, well, they know God Almighty. And everything about our most holy faith, and about the only true God especially, is an eternal revelation and cannot be put into human words. His glory, so wonderful and beautiful, cannot be expressed in human words. The reason humans, the chief end of man is to know God. Humans were born to fellowship with Him. Amen. That's, believe it or not, you can disregard what is known as Christianity, not Christianity, but anything related to religion or anything related to man-made Christianity. Man was born to fellowship with God. He's so glorious, he cannot be expressed in human words. And when we know him, it's a celebration. Amen. I mean, he created all things that are good. And you notice in these verses from Revelation 22, just that one thing, an example, it says, "They shall reign forever and ever." Saints who make it to heaven will reign as kings forever and ever. Jesus is the King of kings. He's the King of the saints are kings and lords. And so that's why. Here are some examples. What are the results of that? Well, the first one, he wants to fellowship with you, God Almighty. Yes, and that's the fourth phase of knowing him. But the other things, like the reason what we hear and our words are so important, and what we speak, what we hear, what we see, so important. Because we're kings. The power of life and death is in the tongue, as the famous verse says in Proverbs. Because we are kings, God made man into his image, and when someone knows him, they're now a child of the only true God, the great and awesome God who is beyond comprehension. His ways are unsearchable. The exceeding greatness of his power can never be comprehended. He holds the universe together with his power, and he created the human race. And we know him through Jesus Christ. Amen. So that's why I mentioned the previous message. I just touched on how our words are so important. What we hear is so important. Another example, our time is priceless. So you know people on the earth have an hourly rate of sometimes it's real high, you know, $500 an hour, $1,000 an hour. Some people, what they do, they're making thousands of dollars per hour and they chart it all out and it gives them a big ego boost. Well, our time is priceless. Really cannot be calculated what our time is worth. Why? Because we're now, we're a child of God, we're serving Him. Jesus said, store up treasures in heaven. We can store up treasures in heaven that will last for eternity. The richest people on the earth can't do that. We all fall into that kind of trap of, you know, I mean, money's important. We know that's how we live. But we fall into that trap of focusing on material things, on money, on things of this earth. Well, in the kingdom of God, it's different, but that's something new. I don't think I've ever shared that, but I'm realizing that. Someone's soul, and even an unsaved person, their soul is eternal, priceless. I mean, every person. But let's start with the unsaved. Their soul is eternal and priceless. One person's soul worth more than the world and everything in it. Because they're made in God's image. When someone gets saved, now, same thing with them. They're eternal now. They have eternal life. Their soul is still priceless, but even now, their soul, they will live forever in glory if they continue on with Jesus Christ. And now they have the opportunity to experience His glory on the earth and all of the incredible benefits of that, such as storing up treasures in heaven, serving God, you know, developing character, even our character, when we develop that, angels record that in heaven. It's fascinating. One other aspect of this, I was just earlier thinking about, there's the Book of Life, right? Make sure your name's been in the Book of Life. That's who gets to make it to heaven. Anyone who's not in the Book of Life ends up in hell. The eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. That's an important book. There's many, many other books in heaven. We don't know how many. It says that people will be judged according to their works. The saints will be judged according to their works by the things written in the books. And then there's also, okay, so that right there, Revelation 20:12. I saw the dead. This is just so important. Famous verse. I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the Book of Life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. We don't know how many books there are. I mean, there's probably billions. Billions of books. So now this is another thing. I just realized this, and I haven't mentioned this. So new information, but it's not new. It's been in the Bible for 2,000 years. Okay, but and okay, and then here's the summary. Modern day revelations of there are people who have been to heaven. Mary Baxter is an example. Who have seen the angels recording character development. When someone's character is developed and they in these books. Okay. And of course, someone's works, like if Jesus does miracles through someone, it's just These are so, such wonderful things. They're too wonderful for us. But we can do the things Jesus did through the anointing. We can, people can be saved through the anointing that's flowing, that's the presence of Jesus within us and the anointing that comes upon us, and character development. So in these books, that means that someone, when they get to heaven, it would be, they want to have as many books like that as possible. You know, do as much as we want to do as much as we can on the earth that might be recorded in heaven. Glory to God. So, that are recorded in heaven, and then we may get great rewards. And it could be that even, well, these things are too wonderful for us. Okay, there's also the Book of Remembrance for people who fear the Lord. That's in Malachi. That's another. Okay, so you see how there's, again, billions of books. So the summary is, let's do all that we can to have things recorded in those books, works and deeds. It says they will be judged according to their works, according to their deeds. Okay, so wonderful things. And how do we really do these things? It's when we know the Holy Spirit, and He's Jesus Unlimited, and He does them in and through us. Amen. And just so glorious. So even in Daniel 7:10, it says the court was convened and the books were opened. You know. So it's in the Old Testament too. Malachi, the Book of Remembrance. I'll finish with this. The glory of the Lord. That's the answer for every person. So wonderful. So awesome. When we know Him, everything disappears. Our old nature disappears and is gone. He's the one who, amen, He gives us, makes us a new, we're a new creation. Old things have passed away and gone. All things have become new. We're kings, we're lords, we can say these things. We can say, I'm a king, I'm a lord, I'm a child of God, I'm spirit-filled, I'm anointed, I'm holy, accepted, blameless, beloved. We can say these things, and then the power of life and death is in the tongue. We know it's hard living on the earth, very hard. It's very easy for us to get it into the negative. You know, but let's just remember, when we know Him, that's the safest, greatest, only place to be. We have God Almighty with us. He's going, He always prevails. He always wins. He's undefeated. Undefeated. To think of the power and the glory that we have, glory to God. This, I mean, if we just had one angel, who knows? We may have many angels, you know, guarding, watching over us, protecting us, you know. But just if we had one angel, that would be all we need, because they carry the glory of God. They're so powerful. They're so awesome. But we have the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ. Isn't that incredible? Every person who's saved has Jesus Christ. Every person. Reinhard Bonnke said it so well. God set up the perfect plan that we never could have thought of. Every person on the earth can know and experience and live with and in Jesus Christ their entire life and forever. His glory is everywhere on the earth. So when someone knows Him, you notice how they're in Him, because He's everywhere. They're in Him, and now He's within them. And if they develop that, that's when the power of God, the anointing, can come upon them for service. And we cannot handle that power much. It must leave, because we just wouldn't be able to handle it. The glory is too much. But he gives, you know, Jesus said, I have many things to tell you, but you can't bear them now. They're too wonderful. He only reveals these things to those who have, you know, who are worthy, who've paid the price, and who are at that right point. You know, and here's what's, I'm looking at myself, okay? Please know that I'm not judging other people. But we can say that we at times have done other things and sought other things instead of Him and His glory, the Lord Himself, and that's foolish. You know, that's wrong. That's a human's choice. But we miss out. Okay, that even in the natural you can explain. That person misses out. I mean, why would we choose anything else? Again, even if angels came to us and said they want to spend all their time with us, or, you know, the 50 most powerful people on the earth, the most richest people, said they want to come and hang out with us all the time. Well, we don't want that. We have Jesus Christ. We have God Almighty. And every person can do that. Isn't that amazing? Someone does not have to. I mean, what are the requirements? Broken and contrite spirit, humble yourself, repent. Doesn't matter who you are, where you are, what your past is, doesn't matter. No credentials needed. Everything on the earth, you have to have credentials, and you have to be, apply, and you have to, and most of the time, we don't even get what we want. You know, we do things where there's risk and we often don't get what we want. Things don't work out. And with Jesus Christ, it's a guaranteed victory every time, forever. Guaranteed. It's really, I think, the only guarantee. It's the only sure thing. It's the only thing that makes sense. The only thing that works. Jesus. He's the only one. And He's God Almighty. He's everything to us. He's the Son of God. He's the Savior. He's the so many things, but He's God Almighty. The Holy Spirit, God Almighty. You see that if someone says no to this, I've got to say this. Someone says no to that, they have no excuse. If we as believers say no, even if we're out doing good things and we're studying the Bible, if we say no to Him, if we're just foolish and we're missing out, okay? So that He's made it, He's justified Himself in so many ways. It's just incredible. Isn't that interesting? We on the earth, to do most everything, we have to have all of these, we have to qualify and have credentials and be accepted, and humans say no. So many people say no to us. In fact, that's part of living on the earth, right? We have to say no to many, many, many people and things, and we have to focus on what we're doing. But yeah, I think you understand what I'm saying. We go after all these things that really are not the answer, and most often we don't even get them. There's one thing that is the answer. Jesus Christ. And it works every time. He always wins. Guaranteed victory. every time. Guaranteed, he's always the same, always faithful, always merciful, loving, gracious, giving, forgiving, accepting, always slow to anger, always patient, always abounding in goodness. It's incredible. I'm saying this with so much emphasis because I'm disappointed in myself and what I see of how much we all miss it. So I want to just get some good stuff in and maybe some new things. I think this message has some new things. But it's kind of funny, you know, I've heard of some evangelists and revivalists, you know, in like a crusade, they give the same message every time because it, you know, it always works. The gospel always works. It's the only thing that works. And it's the, and I also say this with so much emphasis because it is so frustrating that, as I mentioned before, 98% of people on the earth, or more, maybe a little less, completely miss it. Did you know Jesus even spoke to Roberts Lee Erden? You can look it up in the book, We Saw Heaven, I Saw Heaven. And Jesus said, I made it so easy. It's so simple. He said, it's so easy. I made it so simple. If my people will just believe and say with confidence that I will do it, I will do it at the correct time. He said, sometimes they believe for a while, but when it doesn't happen in their time, they begin to doubt my word. And Jesus wept. He cried. He said, why do my people not take me at my word? Do they not know that I have all power in heaven and on earth to back up what I said? And then he said what I just said. If my people will just believe and say with confidence that it will happen, it will happen in at the correct time. And Robert Snearden realized Jesus was weeping because of our unbelief, which is really summarizes a lot of, you know, so what are we to do? Just believe. Only believe. Just have faith. Just know God Almighty. If you're saved, Jesus is with you. He's within you. He's all around you. You're guaranteed the victory. You're guaranteed to receive. You need a miracle, you're guaranteed to receive it. Just go directly to Him. Don't seek the miracle. Just go directly to Jesus Christ. What a privilege. What a glorious privilege. You see how Jesus is even very frustrated with us. And, you know, that's, we see that in the Gospels, Jesus dealing with humans then. We see it in the Old Testament. God was sorry He had made man, grieved that He had made mankind. Man's always failed. God had a plan all along because He knew man would fail. He had the plan that Jesus Christ would complete and fulfill His plan and finish the work on the earth. What a glorious gospel. Jesus Christ always wins. And just as He was on the earth, today Jesus is alive, been alive for 2,000 years. He's alive forevermore. Amen. Amen. Glory to God.